So, Warwick, I'm feeling a little bit romantic today. So the question is, how did you propose?
Hello. To which wife?
Oh, I didn't know there was more than that.
There you go. See, you ask these questions and you're going to get some interesting answers. It was only two wives. Hang on. I'm on my second. Oh, this is not sounding very good, is it? I love you, Ange.
I seriously didn't know. I would have asked. So let's go with the second current one.
The current one. Which is the one for life. Hi, honey. It was at home, actually. It was pretty low-key. But, yeah, I did the candles and the nice dinner. And I'm pretty sure she knew what I was up to. So it wasn't really a big surprise. But it was lovely.
Did you get down on one knee?
I did, actually.
Good.
I got down on one knee and it hurt because the floors were really hard. And I remember thinking...
Nothing God, like the pain of marriage.
I hope she says yes because, man, my knees are hurting.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
And welcome back to another episode of the Tradies Business Show, number 40, the big 4-0.
40, we're over the hill.
I don't know what it's like to be over 40.
Oh, here we go. So you just busted the how many wives have you got thing on me, and now I'm over the hill. Nice. This is going to be a great episode, listeners.
It is.
It'll be just Michaela because I'm going to crack the shits and leave.
That'll make a good viral video.
So today's episode, Michaela, I've been wanting to do this for a while, and I think I can speak for you that you probably feel the same. It's going to sound like we're going to rag on our tradies, but yeah. We're not, are we?
No, we love our tradies, and we're doing this from the goodness of our hearts.
We love our tradies, but we don't love our tradies. But seriously, we do love our tradies. I mean, that's why we do this show. We're very passionate about it. And our mission is, and it's our written mission, so we have a written mission, guys, is to help as many tradies get off the tools and into true business ownership as we humanly can manage. So this is coming from a place of love. This is the love episode today, isn't it,
by the
sounds of it?
Yes, and we understand your daily challenges of running a trade business, we get it.
Yep.
But for God's sakes, guys.
Oh, honestly, I'm f***ing over it. Hearing from people, sorry.
Gutter mouth.
Sorry, whoops. But seriously, you know, I go so many places and talk to so many people. They know I'm the tradie guy, and I'm sure you get this too, Michaela.
Yep.
And all they do, so this is consumers and people who deal with tradies, is bitch and whinge and moan about all of the stuff that tradies don't do. And I'm sick of hearing it, not because I think it's true. I just think it's the minority. And it's really just giving tradies a bad name out there in the marketplace. And I see it in the media as well.
Yeah, and like my husband's a tradie and I know that he doesn't do these things. So there's definitely the majority of tradies do the right thing. But the minority of you make it bad for everybody else.
Yep.
And people are very quick to tell you when the thing's bad. They're not good to tell you.
That's right.
Know, tell you when it's been good. So we are doing this out of a place of love. And a lot of it's the basics, but...
God, get your shit sorted, guys. Come on. I'm just angry because you dredged up all those feelings
about my first marriage.
But seriously, listeners, this stuff is really simple. And I know you can do it. And I know there's lots of you who are doing it. And that's the thing is we actually want to hear from you. So we're going to talk about how you can do that. And we want you to help us prove the media and the marketplace wrong. We want you to help us show that tradies in Australia are some of the best in the world and that they do have their shit together. I'm really letting loose with the language today.
Just go.
So recently we actually did a little test, didn't we, Michaela? We went to social media land. I mean, that's your area of expertise.
Yeah, so we put a question out and with, you know, research for this episode and to also give you guys a bit of a heads up. So we asked people, how do they want tradies to contact them? And we did get a great response, people telling us how they wanted to be able to contact tradies through online was definitely the most popular answer.
Yep.
But it just kept coming back to getting a response. So they didn't really care how they contacted
Someone
trees.
Even said carrier pigeon, I think.
Yeah, and Morse code.
Morse code, yeah.
And she'd recently renovated her house.
Yep.
And, hey, Ali. And she had so many problems getting tradies.
Yeah.
You know, she just it just went on and on and on. So she doesn't care how she contacts you. She just wants contact back. Mm. So all of a sudden, here we are trying to do some research and give you guys the upper hand on how to get your communication channels right, and all of a sudden it started.
And we had this flood of comments come in. It was like open Pandora's box, and just people jumping in there saying, oh, I've had this experience, I've had that experience, I just wish they'd do this, that, and the other. I was like, well, holy dooly.
Yeah, and it was simple stuff. You know, I've sent off three online forms to three different tradies. None of them got back to me.
Yep.
You know, I ring or leave a message, no one gets back to me. Or, you know, I speak to them, they don't show up for the quote. And, yes, we do get the odd one saying, you know, they've had some great service. That was from some tradies themselves, surprisingly. however, it just kept coming back. Like, even when we're asking the question, how would you like it? We're just getting bombarded. And we do all the time. Both of us are getting that put back to us. So we're taking a stand.
and we do want to help you, listeners. And look, we've done a couple of episodes around this ourselves as well. So we actually did a bit of an undercover mission where we rang some tradies at random and recorded some phone calls. So if you go back to episode... 34, where we did record some random phone calls. And that was a great example of just how many trade businesses either don't answer the phone or they have a really, you know, really average...
Hello.
I'll say a shit-ass voicemail.
Yep.
And it just does turn people away. Now, I get you might be too busy and you don't want the work. And I have clients who they don't want any more work. But the problem is if you turn it away for long enough... The it'll dry out.
Yep.
You know, the flow will stop, and then all of a sudden it's like, shit, I've got no work.
Yeah.
So you can't afford to turn people away these days.
Yeah, and it's all about, even coming back to before that, it's just having communication flow in and out of the business with your customers. So if for right now you can't do the work, offer them another solution. Don't just not answer them. Or, you know, leverage up and get help. That's a whole other episode.
Refer them to somebody else. Like send them to another plumber, sparky, whatever, and say, hey, mate, any overflow work, I'll flick it to you if you just give me $50 or a carton of beer or just look after each other. I mean, it's we talked about this with Paul Hodgson from Construction Skills Queensland. I'm just racking my brain here as I stare at you, where we were talking about co-opetition.
Yep.
And actually, as an industry, we can do a better job of working together. So there's a number of ways we could actually look after the inquiries without just saying, I'm too busy.
Yeah, and, you know, people spend thousands of dollars on a new website. They have these fancy forms to contact them. People put all the details, answer all the questions. Then it's crickets, nothing. They hear nothing back. And look, we get you guys are working on the road all day. We understand it's hard answering the phone and doing customer service. So if you are struggling in that, you know, look to get some help or look at your procedures. But you've got to do it, like whether you want to or not. And this week I talked to a fencing company that really needed help. They said to me, we want to be more professional. It's just, you know, and this guy was... very ochre, a real tradie sounding guy, and he was trying to sound professional, you know, but he said, oh look, it just doesn't cut it, you know, and we want to look at your services of phone answering and helping us with our customer service. And I said, yep, here you go, you know, here's the price, it's quite cost effective. And he's going, oh, this is great. Yeah. Rang him. He goes, my business partner doesn't see it. He thinks we're right just answering the phones. He goes, I love your service, I get it, but because it's a little bit quiet at the moment, they're like, oh, you know, we can handle it.
Yep.
And that's fine. But, guys, it's a bigger picture. Like, you got to look at this as people are contacting you and they're hearing hammers and nails and everything in the background. Great that you did answer the phone. We applaud you for that. But, you know, you got to be professional. So,
and that goes back to episode 37 where we stopped in at the fish and chip shop.
Yep.
And something that really stuck out for me, and I hadn't actually thought of this before, surprisingly, is Kimberly said, given that she's paying by the hour, every time the tradie answers the phone on her job, she's thinking as the customer, geez, I wonder if he's charging me for that 5 or 10 minute phone call.
Mm.
And so you've just got to really be careful about the perception that you set up with your customers, because you might not think of that, and you're probably not charging them for it, and you might have done extra time for free and all that sort of stuff. But if the customer doesn't know that, then they're going to be off thinking their own thoughts, and you might wonder why they don't come back and use you again next time, or why they query your invoice or whatever. So you just got to be really aware of, look, honestly, it comes down to what we talk about all the time on this show is running a business versus being a great plumber or a great mechanic or a great chippy or whatever your trade is. And there really is a big difference between the two.
Yeah, and it is. And even some of these survey responses went the next step and saying, not only do I want you to get back to me, but I also want you to confirm the job. Yep. You know, I want you to tell me the morning of that you're still coming, because no shows are such a big problem.
Yep.
And turning up late and all those kind of things. So even, you know, everything from not answering your phone, people leaving messages, right through to confirming jobs, turning up on time. I mean, these are all the basic stuff that we talk about. But if you just do not get this right, you'll never get off the tools, you'll break your back and have nothing to show for it for when you retire.
Yep.
So
sounds
pull really your heads
uplifting,
in.
Michaela.
Pull your heads in, get the basics right. You're never going to get out of this if you don't look at the basic stuff.
Yeah, it is so true. And again, it sounds like we're ragging on you guys. Honestly, we're not, because this frustrates us from the perspective of we do work with some great tradies. And I know we've both got clients personally, Michaela, that are running very professional trade businesses and doing very well as a result. And there's a lot of you out there listening that are probably trying very hard and you've implemented a lot of these things. It's a constant process and you have to always be looking for how you can improve those things. Come on, we're just, honestly, I'm so tired of getting bitched to by customers. And when they find out that we do this show, it's like, oh, can you guys talk about this, that, or the other? It's like, well, we kind of do.
Yeah, and we do feel like we are drumming this down our listeners' throats and that we tend to repeat ourselves like a broken record. But obviously, our message is not getting through, Warwick. And perhaps, you know, we want to be in a point where we don't need to do this show. I mean, in a way, because everyone's so successful and they're getting it. But it's
Are you talking about retiring or something, Michaela?
Well, you know, Bahamas, put my feet up.
We've got a bit of work to do before that. But yeah, look, I think the challenge here that we're putting out to you as a listener is help us actually prove the marketplace wrong. We want to hear more stories about tradies who are implementing things, trying stuff, getting things right, you know, positive stories from people, so we can really get this positive tide of tradie information out there, and particularly in the media as well. I mean, we both read a lot of stories from the press and keep up to date with social media comments and everything related to our industry, and overwhelmingly it's basically they're just taking the piss out of tradies. It's like we're an easy target.
Yeah, and look, this is your chance to prove a woman wrong, and I'm happy to be proved wrong.
There you go, guys. You heard it here.
I know there's a lot of guys out there and girls that are in the trade industry that run amazing businesses and really can show up some of the best customer service there is in Australia.
Yep.
And we all know that trade and small business are the backbone of this industry. Oh, I'm sounding like a politician.
You ever thought about running for office?
No. We want to hear from people that are doing it right and prove us wrong.
Yep.
So we have had a lot of people wanting to communicate with us and give us their opinion on some of the stuff that we had on the show. And we're like, well, I don't know if we want that two-way street going. But we've started a Facebook page.
Oh!
We've done it. Tradies Business Show. So just search for Tradies Business Show or facebook.com/Tradies Business Show. So step one, like the page.
Because, you know, pretty simple. Pretty cool. I can handle that. Good. I reckon I could manage that.
Cool. Number two is introduce yourself. So tell us about your business, what industry you're on, and then tell us how you're going to prove us wrong and what kind of great service that you offer.
Mm.
So we can spread the message out that you guys are the majority.
Tell us what you're doing that's working, you know.
Yeah.
Show us some of the things that you've done, like even photos or whatever are great, but give us some insights into your business and the things that you have implemented. Maybe they're things from the show that you've heard or from other mentors that you're listening to or working with, or just stuff you've figured out yourself. But jump on there and share some stories with us. And yeah, we'll be in there obviously checking on a daily basis and giving feedback as well. But get in there, like the page, introduce yourself and your business to the rest of the followers, and yeah, let's get together this big groundswell of, hey, here's some really positive stuff going on with tradies.
Yeah, and if you have a question perhaps that you want answered, you might be another hot seat we have coming up. Or if you have a great example, we'd love to share that story as well. If not, just go in there and communicate and network with other people in the industry so we can get this this perception change. Warwick?
Yes, we're gonna make this a personal challenge is to really turn the tide against tradies in this country.
That's it. And pull your pants up.
No more crack.
No.
Not even on the weekends. Cool. So there you go, guys. Head over to Facebook, Tradies Business Show, and like the page. And yeah, we're gonna really take this on board over the coming weeks. But the other thing that we shouldn't talk about, should we talk about?
Yeah. We're getting closer.
Let's talk about the members area.
Yes.
The members. What are we? We haven't come up with a sexy name for it, have we?
No. It's just going to be Tradies Business Show members.
Yep.
Part. It's just
the members bit. Members bits. Let's not call it that. This episode's really gone downhill, hasn't it? So, members area, guys and gals, it's $1 for the first 30 days, and in there is some really cool shit. There you go. I'm just going to use some language today. It's explicit. I might as well just be loose all episode. But there's some cool stuff in there. So, we're going to do monthly webinars with Michaela and myself and some special guests that we'll drag in, kicking and screaming to share their tips and tricks with you on a live webinar once a month. There'll be a private Facebook group as well, so that's only for members, and that's where you can really start to share some challenges, help each other solve issues. Michaela and I will be checking in daily in there as well and answering questions. And we'll also have other special offers, discounts from our partners and sponsors, and some other cool stuff that we'll make up when we get off this episode.
And we're also going to look at doing some extended interviews as well with some of our guests. Get the real juicy bits and put it in the, extended edition.
And we've already collected some cool ones, actually. It's interesting when we sort of press pause on the old recording device and then say, okay, so let's drill into this. Give us some real actionable tips and strategies for people. It's been pretty cool to get some stuff from our guests that it's like, wow, okay, I could literally take that and implement it in my business today.
You still need to listen to the normal episodes. Don't just go, I'm just going out of members.
Because it won't make any sense anyway.
Yeah, but there's still good stuff in the normal ones, but super cool
stuff.
It
goes even deeper.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't think it could get any better, but we've managed to make it even better than the episodes themselves.
We have. We've done the impossible. So, right, so a lot to take in. So we've got the members site coming up.
Yep.
To go to that, get on the wait list. It's coming out in a couple of episodes' time, if we can get it working.
We're just going to get the robots to talk to each other.
They're just not talking. So tradiesbusinessshow.com/members. You can get on the wait list then, and as soon as it's released, you'll be first to know about it and get the $1 for 30 days, and then it's just $10 after that.
Sounds good to me.
And head to facebook.com/tradiesbusinessshow to tell us why I am wrong.
Yeah, come on. Prove Michaela wrong. I'm sick of her being right. Really, that's what this episode is all about. It is. Just prove Michaela wrong for me. Please save me.
So we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Hop on the Facebook. Start connecting with us. We really want to hear what you guys got to say.
And we'll talk to you there.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.